שמייסו תלמידי רב עקיבא שלא ינהגו כובד זה בזה. מייסו תלמידי רב עקיבא שלא ינהגו כובד זה בזה. למסור שמסי, אז עבד ענד בפשט איז, אז תלמידי רב עקיבא הוא ענת נוהג כובד זה בזה פונק אין דיז דייט. פונק אין ימי הספיר, תלמידי רב עקיבא דסייד ענת בינוהג כובד זה בזה. עבד בפשט איז, אז תלמידי רב עקיבא הוא ענת נוהג כובד בזה, אלנג את קופה וייסטייס. נו, דיז יומים שמיוחדים לקבול הסתירה, דיז פשר דייזר מיוחדים לקבול הסתירה, these days was a tvia on them, and while in these days was a tvia on them, the meile they were meisu b'yemei asfira bein Pesach la'atzer. Chazal zogen as Rav Akiva was a ma'oretz till he was 40. When he was 40 he started to learn. So the very matter of fact, why Rabbi Akiva Taka didn't learn till 40? Akiva was on Ba'aretz. Till 40 he didn't learn. When he was 40 he decided to learn. What's the given the Yitzhahole from Rabbi Akiva that till 40 Rabbi Akiva Mishgila? And 40 Rabbi Akiva started to learn. What's the given this demo? Chazal said that Rabbi Akiva was walking and he saw the water making a hole in the stone. Well, Rabbi Akiva said, if the water could make a hole in the stone, the Torah could go inside to me. The Torah could come inside to me. So later the Kasha, we know that the water makes a hole in the stone. When I feel okay, we didn't become familiar with Chachamim. If the ganze glick von Rabbi Akiva that the water could make a hole in the stone, so I thought the Torah could go inside by me, so we know that the water could make a hole in the stone. So why we don't start to learn day and night? Manashach. It's such a chizuk of water making a hole in the stone. It's such a stark chizuk. But the mele, you become a Talmud Chochem, so what happened to us? Now the Torah says as it. That's an Adam God Lamal. As Avad the Rabbi Akiva had a cheshek otsum to sit and learn yomim v'layla. Now the Yitzhore weiss Rabbi Akiva as a resmishti mutzlach. But he doesn't happen learning. As a versteht nicht. He tried and he tried and it's nicht gegangen. The Yitzhahore showed him as a meratzes guy that he couldn't chap. With Rabbi Akiva zog sheisi amoret so isi eimer mi yitel li talmid chochem ve nashchenu kechaboy. The clear from the Yitzhahore was that he weised Rabbi Akiva that he can learn. He tried and he tried and it's nicht gegangen. Und bei Hamas is given a great success. Aber das is given the clear from the Yitzhahore to show Rabbi Akiva as a Kenish Lam and Tere. And the minute Rabbi Akiva saw that even the water could make a hole in the stone, Azei, so Rabbi Akiva and Azei for sure would become a Talmud Chochem. So you see, what was stopping Rabbi Akiva to become a Talmud Chochem was, Nish Valavi Nish Gidol Lanen. Nish because he didn't go, so Nish Gidanga. And by Emes is given by a grace of Rabbi Akiva, by a grace of Rabbi Akiva, Emes a Talmud Chochem, just the Gitzahora as a Koyach, not only to take away the cheshik of learning, not only to take away the gishmak of learning, the Yitzhahora Amor to come to a person and make him to feel as a resmishti mutzlach. Talmud Chochem will never be. Nothing will come out of him. Und be'emes is as a grace of Rabbi Akiva dear, as Moshe Rabbeinu zot small yodoy. He's better than me. As a grace of Talmud Chochem can say about him. Aber the Yitzhahora to badekin is not stand in mishkin cheshik. With such a feeling, I've been garnished, nothing will come out of him. Anyway, I'm not a Talmud Chochem. There's no chance I'll become a great Talmud Chochem. And the Emes, he's not as it. Chakert. But what is the secret? What is the secret? Rabbi Akiva said that the water is going on the stone, tif, noch tif, noch tif, bekviyas, ba'asmode. So Rabbi Akiva, mitazasmode, takim mikin matzriach zay. Because everyone knows the famous Meisav, this is Chaim Shmulevitz gesagt, but Rabbi Akiva came back home and he heard, when he came back, he heard that a person is telling his wife, and she said, Alevahi will stay for another 12 years. He went back to Bis Medrash, like the Velt, so why he didn't come in to say hello? Like the Velt, if Rabbi Akiva would come in, Zaina Hesek would be 12 and 12. Rabbi Akiva wanted a Hemshech, 24. But Rabbi Akiva saw the secret. Even a person that can learn, that doesn't have a tzloche, but if he learns, no hanat, no hanat, no hanam keseder, and that's a great Talmud Chochem. So a bacher has to know, and everyone is like that. So nishkin no Rabbi Akiva. Taisa says chazokim mishael lechliyum and nasa godl of Rabbi Akiva. The Yitzhahor Amor, chutz from all the Yitzhahors that we have a lot of times, the Yitzhahor comes over a sachmol, and he says, Poshut, yeah, you will learn new, so you will know a pop laugh. Eh, but I found it chochem in Yizayin, I'm out with Tzeir of Yizayin. What could come out of you? Be'emes, you have a koyach, you have a reina, the koyach, to Zayin HaRab HaKiva. With 24,000 other Talmidim. No, the Yitzhahor covers it. Of a gossip is saying, the Seir is Asmode. The Ratzifah. But if a person Amazon, he learns 2 days, Friday he takes a little bit rest, he starts Sunday again, Sigonish. And I finish on Friday, he learns morning, second Saturday, night Saturday, over Nacht, the Manacht, Macht, Afsoke, the water can't make the hole in the stone. But if a person wants, and yet an Eime, to say, I am a Sayyid, to say, I am a Sayyid, as a Macht, Afsmother, and a Lamb, the Ratzifus, to say, that on Afsoke, there's no suffix about it, as of a Vaxen, to say, I am a Sayyid. So talking about Mechazik sein zusammen, special on this Yemei Asfire. Auf Itzter kommt noch Yemei Asfire. Fakir, nicht nur, also mit Hashem Allah im Kiddushin zusammen, aber zu sein bei Rezifes, ohne Absurke. Und ich glaube, nicht in der Nacht, nicht in Freitag, nicht in Shabbos. If a person lives like that, even a person that feels that Chodesh can make a team to say a great Talmid Chochem and so vaks in the world of Emes and Emes Talmid Chochem. So let me hit the whole a bit to get around to the Masech. Look the Mishnah. Ha Isha Niknes b'shloisho drochim v'koynes atzmo b'shtei drochim. Ha'ishon nikmes b'shloisha drochim v'koynes atzmo b'shtei drochim. The pasuk of the pshat in the Mishnah is Ha'ishon nikmes lebailo b'shloisha drochim v'koynes atzmo, after she's married, if she wants to be always married, v'koynes atzmo b'shtei drochim. Nikmes b'keset, b'shtar, b'biyot, b'gmor ha'darshan from Sukkim b'keset, b'chama imrim, b'dino, b'shove dino, b'silei, b'pruto, b'shove pruto v'kamo y'pruto, echod mishmoyno b'iso ha'italki. The Koyla is Atma after she's married, if she wants to be always married, the get to the Misa Sabah. Hayavomo, Niknes Babiye. The Koyla is Atma, the Chalitza, the Misa Sayova. The Koyla is Atma, the Chalitza, the Misa Sayova. So that if it's written in the Rashash, only Stoga or Ashtika Bilchis Pshat, and the ratio of the Mishnah, the Isha Niknes Bishleisha Drochim, she becomes married Bishleisha Drochim. And after she's married, she's koinos atzmo to be back b'rshusa b'shtei drochim. Mashe'egin in the Seife, ha'yavom and niknas b'biyeh, but after she's koinos b'biyeh, and that's what I get. When the Mishnah says in the Seife, the koinos atzmo b'chalitzo b'misas ha'yavom, that is far the yibu. So it's not a hemshech of the reisha. The reisha is ha'yavom and niknas b'biyeh, that's the reisha. The koinos atzmo, the Seife is andazach. If she didn't do beer and she's a Yavama yet, she's telling us after the Chalitza and Misa Sayova. We can cash it, but this is written in the Rashash Tel, that it's like in Adam Zevi, the Koina is Atma of the Reisha, that the Koina is Atma of the Reisha, is Koina Atma of Mishus Baila. No, no. There's another Ordo, Sudetsu, that Lemais is interesting. So for sure there's the Pshat in the Mishnah, that the Koina is Atma doesn't mean if she made a Yibu, even if she didn't make a Yibu. So we see Pshat in the Mishnah that a Yavama, even before Yibu, she's considered a shtikel, knuya lebailo, knuya leyavom, that she could be koine atma. Alam al zachkin and yavomes, what is zike? Zike is a pshat stam, is a mitzvah zike, is a mitzvah yivum, vada zike. Or the zike is more than that. Zike the pshat is, she's a skuka. She belongs to the yavom, belongs to the mes, etas ha-shaykhes. Oh, the name. The answer of yavomes, when the husband dies, she's garnished. There's a mitzvah to do yivum. They say that before the Chalitza, she has to be koines atma b'chalitza v'misa sayavam. They say that before the Chalitza and the misa sayavam, she has that as a shaykha, she belongs, as a gavisa mos, she belongs to b'rishus sayavam, that she has to be koines atma b'rishus sayavam. She has to make a matzah of koines atma b'rishus sayavam. But even so, that she belongs to the yavam, but when the yavam makes a yibum, or isha nikness. So it's three madregas. She's in the middle matzah that she has to be koina atma, But when the Yavam wants to take her, it's not enough. He has to be koine. So the Yavam is koine her, and she has to be koine herself. Pashto is Marashach. If the Yavam has to be koine her, so she belongs to herself. No, she's in the male master. She's a shtikl knuya, that if she wants to become ois knuya, she has to koine her after the chalitza mizayavam. And when the Yavam wants to be koine her, it's koine the chalitza, koine be yibu. That's Rashi. Or isha nikness lebailo. So the Mephoshim shtel, the Ra'o, was Rashi kum zu sagen, der isha nikness lebailo. Versteht man der isha nikness lebailo? To who else? So the Rishonim bring down the Ra'o, in the second, in the third Mahalach, the Ra'o brings down, about the Batish Pshat, and this is the Mistama the Pshat, al Derech HaPshat. But Rashi came to be Mafkia, Nitz Hashem, in the second, in the Hemshech of the Perek, that Yudalet, is a Sugis of Avodim. Isha Niknes, Shivcho, so the parasha of Isha Niknes, Kiddushin, so the parasha from Shivcho. Maybe we're talking on Shivcho, maybe we're talking about Shivcho. We're talking about Shivcho. We're talking about Shivcho. So the Rashi, Isha Niknes, the Bailo, hey, we're talking about Shivcho. We're talking on Ishus. We're talking about Ishus, we're talking about Shivcho. And then the Ra'o brings down one pshat from Yashav Rashi's Diburi. Yeah, it's a shame pshat, a very balabatish, it's very gishmak, but it's not emes l'chure on our Rashi, because Rashi says later, ha'yavom ha'miknes le'yavom. Dear is not sad that she's a shifra. So what's the Rashi says, ha'yavom ha'miknes le'yavom? Bishnei no lady sad, no, maybe we're right on it, now that the husband is buying her, so if someone wants to buy her to be a slave, a shifra, a shifra, knayni, shifra, ibris. Or she didn't know lochets. But Rashi named red ha'lebayla, we gave her kiddushin, it's called. Shaitan is Milah the Kiddush. Look, Rashi began on Kiddush. But I have woman Nikos Leyobo, and Rashi didn't have to say, but it's a statement. I have woman Nikos Leyobo. As Rashi said, I have woman Nikos Leyobo, is Mashma as Rashi is coming to Zogin Epis, about that Zogin Shah. So Rashi weiter, Beshloisha Drochen, in the Forish Vazi, Besholish Drochen. The high Sholish Loshin Ekeva, Begmora, Boy, I might tell you Loshin Ekeva, then the Sugish Peta. The Koine is Atma Beshle Drochen Garcine. The Koine is Atma Lewis Birshuso, לינוס אל האחר. So the first thing we're talking about this Rashi, I want to speak about the Halimut to be Masbir, what is the Or on Rashi? What is the Tere that's talking about Rashi? It's two Ors there on Rashi. And the Pshat, before we're going to say what the Gela are on Rashi. First, what Rashi is coming to say? The Koine is Atma, Lies Bishusa, Lienos Ele Acher. Those come to Rashi to Zogin. More than that, Lashonis Rashi is Mashma, how she becomes Mutter, Leah is birshusa leinos leacher. She belongs to herself leinos leacher. What is it? Kaila is atma. Leah is birshusa leinos leacher. What is this? Leah is birshusa leinos leacher. What comes Rashi to Zazim? So the Befoshim, the Zel Nemtzachon, the Achroinim. When I say that, if you see Loshon HaMeiri, it's kimat mefurish in Loshon HaMeiri. Rashi came to say as Achidush. So that machleikes pni Yeshua and Avni Miluim. Now the Miluim brings it down in Tzimim and Dalet Ois Gimel. So that pni Yeshua. The pni Yeshua zogt in Gittin Daf Mem Gimel that the reason Ein Kiddushin Tosfin Be Ishasish, why you can't be Mekadosh Ishasish, because Ein Layat, she belongs to the first husband, so the second husband can't marry her. She belongs. But you sold the chepetz to Reuven. Why Shimon can't buy it from you? Because I sold it already to Reuven. So the lady sold herself to her husband. So a second person can't buy it. Why did Meishua want to be mechadashit? Because he has a kasha. The Gemara says, Shifcho Harufo. Shifcho Harufo is the isha she chotzi eved bechotzi ben choyrim, that she could be miskadesh to her eved. She chotzi shifcho bechotzi ben choyrim kiddushin teifim. Only in the half that she's a bachoyrim. The half that she's a eved, you can't marry. To have a divri, she's miskadeshes. So chotzi shifcho v'chotzi baschoyrim, she could be miskadeshes. The half that is not a eved could be miskadesh. I normally we can't be mekadesh a chatzi isha. We see in the sugya of Zion. Over here it's not a chatzi isha. It's everything what is available. Mipchinas baschoyrim, I'm mekadesh. Now this isha, the halacha is that if you boil her, you're not chayev misa. Or it's a mute, or it's a drosha, or it's a svore. Lemaisa, you're not chayev misa. If you're not chayev misa, it's not called the erve. Erve is v'nichrasu on the foshes ha'ir. So she's not an erve. So a person is mekadesh, achotzi shifcho, achotzi baschoyrim, she's mekudeshes, but if someone else marries her, he's not chayev misa. Klal de Pnei Yeshua, what would be if someone else will go and marry her now? After the first person married her, the second person wants to marry her. Lechu is no erve here. So what will stop the second person that is Kiddushin Ubichal? After the first person is Kiddushin Chal, what will stop the second person Kiddushin to be Taitis in this issue? Efshar Ene Chanami, it's Takechal. So it's not sure, as it can be said, the Gemara in Yivom is Zuchta Eche Timtze from Eishe Shtei Meisim. And Lui Yitzir Et Chal, you have Eche Timtze of Eishe Shtei Meisim. Look at the Yivom, it's Mishnagea. Zog dit mir Yeshua, the answer is, you're right that she's not a Erve, and Eine Chanami is no Arayis, is no Gilu Arayis, but after she is married to the first person, the Kiddushin of the second person cannot be Chal. She's Tofus, Ein Layad, the first person bought her. So this is the reason Ein Kiddushin Tefsin Be'eshesish, because she's already married to one person, Ein Layad, the second person cannot be Mekadosh. No Zog dit mir Yeshua. Da'avne Miluim, Shlok Besot. Zog da'avne Miluim, Chob Agmorim Kiddushin Samach Zayin Amud Beis, steht mir vor, ich darf nicht das sehen. Die Gemara sagt in Samach Zayin Amud Beis, Minayin she'ein Kiddushin Teifin da Arayas. Die Gemara wird sagen vom Apostel. Samach Zayin Amud Beis in Kiddushin. Fragt die Gemara, Teinach, Shai Arayas, Eish Asish Minayin she'ein Kiddushin Teifin. Die Gemara sagt, was kann es, hat die Gemara, Hukshu kol Arayas la'adodit. Fragt der Miluim, lefi dit mir Yeshua, I don't care as a kasha, why ein Kiddushin Teifin be'ish Asish. So small, after she's married to one person, the other person can't take her, she's not available anymore. Someone else got her. That's why the Gemara, when I'm sharing Kiddushin Teisim, Beishasish. And if the Gemara is looking for a Pasuk, sharing Kiddushin Teisim, Beishasish, and the Gemara says, because it's Arayas, it's Mevur Lehebiyah in the Gemara, that the reason that ain't Kiddushin Teisim, Beishasish, because she's an Erve. Or the Lewisir, she's not an Erve. Lemosh, L'chotzi Shivcho, L'chotzi Beschoirim, Zog Dav Mimiluim, the Kiddushin Teisim. So not a clear machlek. If Yeshua learns that in Kiddushin Teisim Beishasish, because she's already married, so the second person doesn't have a hand, doesn't have a yad, and Avnu Milim is that me, as then take a Kiddushin Hayot Teisim. So anyway, not a real bailus. So one person make Kiddushin, the second person can make Kiddushin. The reason why Kiddushin Teisim is because Sidra Erme, and Vash is married to the first person, she's a Rayas, and Eine Chanam in Chotzi Evil, Chotzi Min Chori, and Taka, she's not a Rayas, the Kiddushin Hayot Teisim. Zog the Chazanish, the Avnu Milim break the Shein Arayas, what if Yeshua will answer and the Raya from Avnu Miluim? What if Yeshua will answer and the Raya from Avnu Miluim? The Chur is Mugger in the Gemara that the reason that Ein Kiddushin Tefsin Be'ish Asish is because she's a Erve, not because she's Nishtok in Mokka. Not the Chazanish that Ein Echanan that Yeshua is Moide that is two reasons why Ein Kiddushin Tefsin Be'ish Asish. One reason because she's a Erve, take it. And another reason, because Ein Layat, two reasons. Why, Taki, you need two reasons? Because Erve Alein is not enough. Because it's only the reason that Ein Kiddushin takes him because she's a Erve. Chotzi Eved, Chotzi Min Chayim is Nishken Erve. So if Chotzi Eved, Chotzi Min Chayim is Nishken Erve, so the Kiddushin has to be taken from Chotzi Eved, Chotzi Min Chayim. No? It was not called, it was not called Erve. As I said, it's Mishwa. Erve is only because. You can't have an Erve without cause. So now Rebbe Chazanish, so it's not enough to say that the reason Ein Kiddushin Teisim Ba'arayis Be'ishasish is because she's a Erve, because Chatsi Eved V'chatsi Ben Choyam that is not a Erve, she's not a Erve, and Afilo Ochi, Kiddushin will not be Teisim, and for the second reason, that's Rebbe Chazanish. So you need two reasons. One reason that it's a Erve, and another reason, because there's no Mokka in the Mele, even V'chatsi Eved V'chatsi Ben Choyam, that it's not a Erve, the Kiddushin will not Teisim for the second person. Yeah, about the case. This is good only one way. The same. So why we need the Din of Erve? Only tell me that the reason that Ein Kiddushin takes him is because there's no mocking for the second person. The Mele will include even Chotzi Eved and Chotzi Ben Chayim, and I don't need any more apostles to tell me. That Ein Kiddushin takes him is Alitza Erve. Why I need a apostle? Tell me that there's no mocking for the second person to be Mekadosh. It's not available anymore. The first person has the Gantz Maise. The second will definitely have wisdom in Mekadosh. Well, that is coming to a reason, mitzvah, that it's a Erev. I hope a Pasuk that it's a Erev. What's that coming to the Pasuk? That's what's for Shtar Gehore. Zog the Chazanish and Afkemi. You're right. Be'etzem, it's the first reason it's enough that Ein Kiddushin Tovsin because it's no mocking, it's no yad. The first person gichat the ganze zach, there's no mocking for the second person anymore. Ein Echanam. Zog the Chazanish, but without the gzera sakosu, that the kosh is a erve ein kiddushin taifsin, the vlad will not be a mamzer. The vlad is only mamzer
when there's no kiddush in toisim mitzad arayetz. The klal is when the vlad is a mamzer and when the vlad is not a mamzer. If a person marries chay v'ladim, the vlad is not a mamzer. If a person marries someone that ain't kiddush in toisim mamzer, zar, meloshen zarus, when it's a zarus, then the vlad is a mamzer. So if the kiddushin will not be toisim beishas ish because she's not available, ain't leyad, since she's a gichat, or that the vlad is a nishkin mamzer, the vlad is a nishkin mamzer, the vlad is a dutakin. The second person doesn't have a right to marry her. He can't marry her. She's not available. She's gichat. But the vlad is nishken manza. But that is exactly a kosu that the kiddushin of the second person are not chal. And she's a zarus. I say a zarus. The man of the vlad is a manza. So she ain't nafkemina. I say that because it's not nafkemina. Because nafkemina of the vlad is a manza. So she ain't nafkemina. A second asking what? It has to be in kiddushin toisim. It's not a right. This is the chaznishes meyaset. Chaznishes are riches of them. Stolen the sugars in Yevomes, a boal ever, if a blat mamzer or not. But this is the chaznish. The dvar Avrom zot, the chol ha-shemer an afkemine, why you need a two psukim. What is the ikar? We say, what is the kasha? That is not, that she's not, she doesn't have a yad, we need for chatsi ever, v'chosi ben chayrim. But we ask, why we need a posuk that she's a erve? And the reason the second person can't be mekadosh because she's already married to the first person. And she's a erve, v'en kiddush in toisim, but I've come into that. Take me, make it, ain't layad. Zot it dvar Avrom, a posh ten afkemine. What would be if two people will marry a lady together, bevasachas? Two people will do kiddushin bevasachas. Should be married to both or not? Two people bevasachas. Should be married to both or not? There's a klal kol she'ena bezachas, there's a klal bevasachas ena, right? But what would be if I sell a chayfet to two people? So both of them die. The Chaim is mazbir in Sefer Alemol. When you say kol she'ena bezachas, there's a klal bevasachas ena, if there's a reason that the chalois, one can't be after the other one. If the chalois of the first one is a spirit of the second one, so even when I do it bevasachas, kol she'ena bezachas zeh, afilu bevasachas eina. But the Lord says the chalois is not a spirit one to each other. Just after you salt the one, there's nothing more to salt the other person. Zot the prime, so b'chai gavne, if you do bevasachas, both of them are chal. So Lord says the kiddushin are not teifas beishas ish. Not because she's an elder. Not because after she's married to one person, she's an elder to steal her to marry the second person. Just because after she's married to one person, ain't layad, and the second person can't ishmach a kiddushin. If this is the reason the second person can't make a kiddushin, of the vasachas of the Dvar Avrom, she'll be married to both. Vasachas should be married to both. The kiddushin of both will be taken. No? The male would even say, Asakosov, she's a herve. She's married to him, it's a spirit to him. Him is a spirit to him. You can't do it with a sachas. But if it's not a spirit, just after she's married to one person, the second person doesn't have what to buy, but with a sachas, about the Ukraine. Vasachas, about the Ukraine. I read another nafkemina for any of the Chachomim in Yerushalayim, Ashenu nafkemina. Again, why we need to say a sakosuv of erve teipukle mitzah that after she's married to the first person, lefi d'fi Yeshua, she can't be married to the second person. So that the Rambam, chidush, we'll use it later in the sugin amud beis from Baal Korcho. The Rambam in Perek Dalet Milchus Melochim, Alochet Dalet, the Rambam thought that the Melech could go to every soda that he wants and take it to himself. Every house that he wants, he could take it to himself. He could go and take every lady that he wants to be a wife. Every lady that he wants, he can make her a pilegesh. I have to see later, if by daito, by alkoch, if she has to say yes. But the Rambam said, Amelech, lekeach mi boneinu, lekeach mi bneseinu, lelenoshim, lepilachois, letabochim, for cooks. What he wants, he can take, and it becomes his. But maybe if someone married a Isha, now the Melech comes, and he wants to take her away. If the reason he can't marry a lady, because she belongs to someone, but the Melech has a right to take. He could take you with your wife. Then he could take you himself to become his erve. So he could take you away. If the pshat is it's a erve, the erve is maskir that someone else can't take. So the melech can't ishtar. And that is the melech will be easy to boil it. But the kiddushin of the melech will be taken. He can't say, hey, layat, she belongs to him. A melech says that everything in the country belongs to the melech over everyone. So like that is the melech of Melech Adalek. But these are the three nafkeminas. But we have to be sure that was miyaseh that the reason, he said we have to have reasons for it. But there's two reasons why you can't marry a ishasish. chutz that she's a erve, he can't marry a shesish because she belongs to someone. So the very fact, this is what Rashi came to say. The koines atmo liyos birshuso liyos le'adam. But Rashi, she has to become back birshuso, then she could marry someone else. The Rashi didn't stand say that if you give a gift, she's mutter le'baila, she's mutter to all the world. It's not enough to be mad to her. The reason that we can't marry her is not only because she has the issue. Why we can't marry her? Because she belongs to someone. So the only way she could get back to herself to get married is liyos birshuso lihinos elah. I think the Zohar wants to say this is Kabbalah Rashi to optize the koines asma liyos birshuso lihinos elah. So shene pshat. And the Maaseh and the Meiri is very mefurosh in Hazay. The Meiri is not the Meiri mefurosh Hazay. The Meiri says the Isha Mikne. The Meiri says Namish the ganze world. The Isha Mikne is la Mekadesh shelo iye acher yochel liskis bo. Shelo iye Mikne is la Mekadesh le'inyon shelo iye acher yochel liskis bo. So shein pshat, aber dachter das nicht der pshat in Rashi. Es nicht mistabe da das der pshat in Rashi. First, as a gepackte Sachen, as a poste Rashi, aber more from that. The problem is, for what we can't learn as a pshat. As the Sefer, the Mishnah says, a yevomo niknes, b'chalitza u'b'misa sayobo. Rashi doesn't say, Rashi schweig. If the klal, if Rashi doesn't say nothing, it means he's sticking on to the hershta pshat. Is mamshichu the hershta pshat? So now, what we say? Ayevom niknes bechalitzo b'misa sayovam. So Rashi will say liyo is birshuso liinas eleachem. Right? Ayevom niknes liyo is birshuso liinas eleachem. Lo mitrachen aminut. Lo mitrachen aminut. That's a big difference. She's skurko. And she's nicknamed Leah is Birshusa Leinas Eleach. It's not Emes. This Rashi said, the Koine is Atma. Now the same Rashi, if Rashi doesn't explain nothing in the Sefer, so Rashi means in the Sefer, a Yevomo nicknamed also. Koine is, we have to see, Kiru, we see these words. The Koine is Atma, Leah is Birshusa Leinas Eleach. Let me try and zusammen a minute. Let me try and zusammen a minute. Yevomo, before she has Chalitze, and before she has Misa Sayova, the Gemara in Yevome, Kaimelon, Kiddushin Taifsin be Yevome Lashuk. Even if she's a skuka, Kiddushin Taifsin be Yevome Lashuk. So if the Pshat in the Reisha is the Koina is Atma, that she belongs to herself, the male someone else could marry her, means that the Kiddushin are Taifas. Again, we learn in Pshat in the first Rashi Devile, maybe I'll be Mazbe, the Machmas a bit of close. Amar is a bit close. The value of we learned Pshat and Rashi, we didn't Rashi, we made Rashi to be a Lomdesh Rashi. I'll explain. We made Rashi the value to be a Lomdesh Rashi. That Rashi didn't come to say that the Koina is Asma means after she will get divorced, she's allowed to get married. Rashi meant to say she could get married. Not allowed, could. Allowed means her permission. Could means on there the kiddushin will not be famous bichlal. We optize the Rashi. The koina is atma liyos birshuso liinas leachem. Means not we left you to marry someone else. That you become birshuso, the man you could marry before you could not. Not only you didn't have a right to do it, you could not get married, right? And then we get on pshat in Rashi. Look at the Yeshua. That cause now she's married and Kiddushin Achel Teisimbo, Roshan Meiri. Now she's divorced, she becomes back, belongs to herself. If she belongs to herself, she could get married to someone else. Now, if we're trying to say the Zerba Pshat in Yibum, that's the Nishgay. Because in Yibum, even before the Chalitze, she could get married to someone else. She's not allowed to. Yevam Alashuk. Aber Kiddushin Teisim. If she will do Kiddushin, she will become married to the second person. And to be Mafkia the Zikr, the elder Mafkia the Zikr, she could get married to someone else. She's not allowed to. So if Rashi meant to say to Pnei Yeshua here, that the koinah's atzmo means she belongs to herself, the male she could get married, not the heter. Rashi gave her the longest of koinah's atzmo, and Yevamah mikel is even the longest. If in the Reshit Rashi meant longest, not she's koinah atzmo, she gets a heter to get married. Koinah atzmo means the longest. She belongs to herself, then maybe she could get married. Before she didn't belong to herself, so Kiddushin will not take this. Now she belongs to herself. If it doesn't pshat, then Yibum Mekenis is not going to say pshat. The male is more mistabah to zogin. With mizan and the Rishonim and the Ritva and the Ra'o. When Azei stay tak in the Ra'o in the second pshat, Rashi never came to say lomdus. Rashi came the whole Mishnah and the word Aisha Niknes Lebailo and the word Lebailo Leyavam, all of these Lashonas you see inside the Ra'o, it's not in the first tikkun, and the end of the Mishnah he comes back to the Masbir Lashonas Rashi. Rashi meant as they Masbir because I'm not in a Leichterweg because I'm not in a Rashi meant Rashi had Shver Aisha Niknes Lebailo Aisha is Mamoyne Shel Baal Rosh Naran and Gittin Eina Aisha Mamoyne Shel Baal. That will belong to the husband. So what's the pshat? Nikness lebailo. Rashi means nikness. Don't Rashi is coming to off-edge. Don't think nikness is a bailin or the yodam is a bailin. No, nikness means miyuchedes lebailo. But a match. Now let me get back to a bit more. And Rashi adds liyes birshuso leinose leachem. The pshat is as it. Rashi is coming to say pshat. What is the chetzer of kiddushin? Mitzvah Hashem will see in Amud Beis Be'archove, the Gemara says, what is Kiddushin? Osa Ola Akula Alme Kehekesh. State in Amud Beis that the Chetzer of Kiddushin is not, it's a chelik from the Rishonim, Stam, I'm buying the Isha, you mind? The Chetzer of Kiddushin is, I'm Meyached you. You don't belong to no one, you only belong to me. You Meyuchet to me, but mele you also to everyone. Osa Ola Akula Alme Kehekesh. In Loshen HaRambam in Hilchos Ishus in Perek Aleph, Aloche Aleph, the Rambam means down Koide Matan Teire. Zog the Rambam, what is Koide Matan Teire? There's no Kinyan Kiddushin. Zog the Rambam, Odom Hoylech Vashuk Vepoigesh Isho Umachnisa Lebeisoi Ubolo Vareiki Ishto. And no one else is allowed to take her. He comes, he tells her, you're my wife. He's the Yachere to be his wife, and this is a wife. After Matan Teire, you do the Zog Bezach Odom Itakinyan. That not that you buying her. The chesed of kiddushin is you mine. Not you mine. You belong to me. You miyuchedesli, mekudeshesli, miyuchedesli, mufreshesli, and amud bein. This is a deraor. This is the chesed of kiddushin. You belong to me, and the God says this is the reason why the Rambam brings this akdome. Koyde matin teire odom hoylech bashuk poigesh isho machniso lebeisoi harei ke ishto leacha matin teire nach machin akinyan. Was ist denn der Gehäuse mit dem Teire? Was ist der Welt? Gleit das in Zeir, Aloche Aleph und Aloche Beis in Hilches Ischus. Der Rabbi meint, das ist das Ende, das ist Chassan. Chassan ist, you take a Freund, you mine. Only mine, no one else, you'll be only mine. Das ist der Chester von Kiddush. Na, mir machen das mit der Kinyan. Sag der Rao, this is what Rashi is coming to say. Don't think this Nikness is a Chalois Kinyan. Nikness mi Yuchenes Lebailo. Chome es Atmo, li es Birshusa. Ois mi Yuchenes Lebailo. Das ist der Chester von der Kiddush. Da kann ich nicht mehr balabatisch, aber Lemaise, als ich steht klar in der Rao, als das, was Rashi kommt zu sagen. Sag noch einmal, das Mishua, weil auch es kennt, sei es ist Emes. Aber in Rashi, es ist schwer zu sagen, als das, was Rashi meint zu sagen. I think, after what we're saying, if you look good in the Meiri, dachte ich, die Meiri also meant that. Der eine, was wir sagen, ich sage es mir vor, das Mishua. Die Meiri learns like das Mishua. And gerade, he says das Mishua. But when he's masbir the Loshon HaMishneh, it's masbir that he's masbir again that the miyuchedes is miyuchedes lebailo. He grabbed a value, looks like it's miyushua, that the getter from Ishus is that after you marry, no one else can take you, so mainly he was masbir as a pshat. Today it's in the Loshon HaMeiri, that's what the Meiri also meant that. It's a better than a Golish, because it's a balabatish pshat in Rashi. Come again, weiter. בכסף ובשטר מפורש בברייסה בגמור המסר לו כסף אישו וכסף ואומר לו הרי את מקודשת לי שטר כסף לו על הניר אף אפי שנשו ופרוטה הרי את מקודשת לי ביו בואו לו ואומר עסקת שלי וביו זו וכולו יולף מקרוי תיימד ובשם ומפורש בגמור עמדי רשי סתרפור זכן תשטר I want a shtickel maybe to shtel the Suder though. In Rashi is mashma, Rashi says like this. In Kiddushei Kesef you have to say Arev Mekudeshesli. In Shtar Rashi Shvaik, you only have to write in the Shtar Arev Mekudeshesli. And Bia, Boleo Ve'oimer, Hiskachli Bebiazu. Hiskachli Bebiazu. Now, in Lishonos Rashi is mashma, Baruch Ber is medayek, that Rashi learns that you need Amira Bekiddushin. What is Amira Bekiddushin, Mitzvah Hashem? We see in the Sugya Shpeta, hence the Shtikla Gdome. You have to have Amira Bekiddushin. Our Masbir of what made Baruch Ber Amira Bekiddushin. Without Baruch Ber, Avadu, when you marry the Isha, you have to tell her that you're going to marry her. When you're buying a house, you have to say that you're going to buy a house. But the Amira is only a technical zar, but you have to find out what is going on here. If you don't talk it out, but if this is the reason you have to tell the Isha Arev Mekudeshesli, because if you don't talk it out, the Isha doesn't know what we're talking about, Rashi didn't have to bring down the Amira in Unzara Mishnah. There's a lot of zachen. You have to have Edim Lekiyum and Mitzvah Hashem will learn. It's all different halachas. Velche Matbeya Nosanu Amroi. Why Rashi has to give in the Akdome of the Pshat that you have to say Arev Mekudeshesli? If Rashi brings down that you have to say Arev Mekudeshesli, Rebbe Ochber was medayek that Rashi learns that the Amira is not Stam Azog to find out what is happening here. The Amira is a chelik from the Maise Kiddushin, Kach Memro Aloche Bekiddushin, that you have to have an Amira to tell Arev Mekudeshesli. Aleph. Bet. Rashi gate, and it's meduik in Rashi, that in Kiddushei Kesef, Rashi says, you have to say Arev Mekudeshesli. In Kiddushei Bia, Rashi says, you have to say Arev Mekudeshesli. In Kiddushei Shtar, Rashi doesn't say that you have to say Arev Mekudeshesli. Rashi missed it out. Why in Kiddushei Shtar, Rashi says you have to write in the Shtar Arev Mekudeshesli. But Rashi doesn't say that you have to say it. Rashi Alarit brings down the Shtar Kosev Lo Arev Mekudeshesli. The Oimer Lo the Neisef. Rashi says you also have to write it and you also have to say it. And if Rashi Maos doesn't say it, it's mashma that unzer Rashi is cholek. And it's mefurish in the Meiri brings down two shittas. Yesh Oimrim she'at b'shtar tzorich amire, v'yesh Oimrim she'b'shtar ein tzorich amire. And the Meiri is mashma why you don't need a amira b'shtar, because it says in the shtar already Arev Mekudeshesli. What is the purpose to say it over again? So steht in shtar Arev Mekudeshesli. Start to say it over again. So what in the machleik is though? That unzere Rashi holds you don't have to say. And Rashi el Arif and the Meiri bin Zan Yesh Oimrim that even b'shtar you have to say Arev Mekudeshesli. So Balabatish we could have said pshat that doesn't the machleik is taken. Doesn't the machleik is. If it's a din Amira in Kiddushin, so even b'shtar you have to say. You read that it says in the shtar and we know what he wants. Oh, there is a din to say? Masha'engen, if there's no din Amira, it's only a din to find out what he means, so b'shtar you back it don't have to say. It would be very like to say that that's in the machlekes. It's not like it's a machlekes you want to learn. That if it's a din Amira, so you read that we know from the shtar what he wants. But it's not enough that we know what he wants. He didn't say. Mashenken, the shiva is horrible, you don't have to say. Then in the b'shtar is no din amira take. The ikir is only to know. The male b'shtar, you don't have to say. So like we could have said in Taka, that doesn't make like it. It was a din amira, so you're right that the shtar says I have mekudeshes, or there was a din amira. Mashiachin, if it's only a din to find out, the shtar. But we can learn like that because we said that it's mashma and Rashi that is a din amira. We still from Rebbe Ochber that Rashi learns asidon din amira in Kiddushin. When Afilo Ochi Rashi says, when Afilo Ochi Rashi is mashma that the shtar medat mezorgin I have mekudeshesli. So I think we have to learn that everyone learns that it's a din amira. When the machlekes is, if the ksav shebeshtar is ki'ilu sido amira, or the shtar, or ksav shebeshtar ken ishmachin amira. Likul ha'am is a din amira. The shayla would be if the ksav shebeshtar is ki'ilu sido din amira,
Or sin ishtakim din amira medikstav shabishtar. We'll have to explain it later in the sugis of amira. I just want to show the dvorim kitzuros. Now, if noch adiyuk den Rashi, Rashi says in kiddushin kesef areat mekudeshes li. Shtar areat mekudeshes li. Bebiye, zot Rashi, iskat shili bebiye zo. So Rab Kiva Eiger though, if not, Kiva Eiger bleibt a tzorich hier. Fragt Rab Kiva Eiger, wie schlimme be kiddushin kesef, you have to say areat mekudeshes li. Beshtar, you have to say areat mekudeshes li. Fragt Rab Kiva Eiger, aber why in Bia, you have to say areat mekudeshes li. Zog Rab Kiva Eiger, pshat in his kasher. Zog Rab Kiva Eiger hazeh. The Gemara is talking that fey amud beis, why you have to say areat mekudeshes li? Why it's not enough to say areat mekudeshes? Versteht man li. Why you have to say areat mekudeshes li? Zog the Gemara, because if you don't say li, I will think maybe you a shliach, and maybe you mikadesh for someone else. If you don't say li, we think maybe you're a shliach, and maybe you mikadesh for someone else. As then there's only. As long as you die in shame mechichas. If you don't say li, we don't know that you mikadesh for yourself, maybe you mikadesh for someone else. Frank, that's give a heger, but in beer, you can't be mikadesh for someone else. You can't be mikadesh for someone else. You can't make a beer to mikadesh for someone else. So I'll call you mekadosh for yourself. So now I'll call you mekadosh for yourself. What does that mean? Verstehen wir li? I'm kibayi gebayi betzorich hier. Kibayi gebayi betzorich hier. Why you have to say li? I say I'm kibayi gebayi betzorich hier. Zog Rav David Bovarski, dachte ich mir gesagt, als Rebo Ochber, sie gesagt, am Olich Gehaf, Shem Rebo Ochber, kibayi gebayi betzorich Aber if it's a din amire in kiddushin, could be it's not a tzorich hier. If it's a din amire, has to be that from the amire we know that you mekadosh for yourself. If you say areat mekudeshes, you don't say li. From the words, we don't know if you mekadosh to yourself or you mekadosh for someone else. For sure, when you make a beer, muchach that the beer has to be to the husband, not to someone else. Aber in the words that you mekadosh, we don't know to who you mekadosh. Again, if it's only a chetimtze, if the din amira is only a way to prove, because the din, the lady needs to know what is happening. If you marry her, someone else marry her, for sure, if you do a beer, she knows you marry her, she doesn't think someone else is marrying. But if the din to say that the kiddushin is coming, not to know what is happening, is the din that I have to speak out the kiddushin, before the kiddushin. And when I speak out, it has to be clear that I am the mekadosh. If it has to be clear that I am the mekadosh, the mele, what is muchach duch the beer that I am a mekadosh, it's not muchach in the world. Weil es dann, v'arad mekudesh, es dann mechiyah, dann ein dem mekadesh. So weil es dann mechiyah, dann ein dem mekadesh, the mele is nicht mekudesh. The mele is nicht mekudesh. Mele, even in beer, you have to say, arad mekudesh asli. Even in beer, you have to say, arad mekudesh asli.
The
maise
together with the
amir. The maise, the maise and the amir doesn't help. If it's a din amir, from the amir, I learned of zayn muchach.
Says the beer, then we know already that it's
that
it's
not. It's not the beer. Some, maybe someone else is doing the beer. When you're above, the male is a beer. Maybe someone else. The words of the beer, nicht mehr gehört, glaube ich. Aber the words are not mehr gehört. Now, as another order, there's another order by Rashi. Ob die Wege auf der Rambam stoß auf dem. Rashi says, is arad mekudeshes bekesef oimer lo arad mekudeshes li. Beshtar oim koisev lo arad mekudeshes li. Bebiyo, boleo, ve oimer, hiskat shili bebiyo zu. Rashi says, you have to mention bebiyo zu. Ki Wege is medayik von Rashi, that bekesef, you don't have to say bekesef zeh. B'shtar, you don't have to say b'shtar ze. Only b'biya, you have to say b'biya zu. In Rambam, in Perek Gimel Milchus Ishus Aloche Aleph, steht in Rambam, Neusen lo kesef, ve'oimer lo hiskat shili b'kesef ze. And the Shulchan Aruch steht, hiskat shili b'kesef ze, ve'zehu atam, zog deramo, she'anu oimrim arad mekudeshes li b'tabas zu. Kedas Moshe v'Yisroel.
Why we say betabas zu? Because we have to say bekesef ze. The berheitev zog dot lav davke einu meakev. Aber er meiset, mir hab gebegir es mit ein, und wir haben machlekes Rashi und Ramba. Und er sehen Tal mit der Rashba, da in Kiddushin ist mefurisch, that in kesef, you also have to say bekesef ze. So er ist stickel all, im Rashi ist medurik nicht das ze. Rashi in kesef de star didn't say bekesef ze. Und in Bia Rashi said, the Bia zu. So it's three ways that you have to be mazgur. It's a very balabatish event, ich gesehen am Olin HaSeifer. But in Kesef, if I give him money, mistam el Hashem Kiddushin. I give him a shtar, mistam el, I read Mekudeshes and I give him money. Mistam, I want to marry him. I read Mekudeshes and I give him a shtar, mistam, I want to marry him. Aber Bia is the tachlis von Ishus. Bia, a person is planning, all of his life he will do with his wife Bia. Bia is not only the zach that you make Kaddish with, Bia is the way that you live Chaya Ishus. Maybe if I can, maybe he thinks I read Mekudeshesli, it's enough to say it. And now he's starting to live with his wife while he's married to her. The person says, I read Mekudeshes and he gives her the money, so he's Mekadesh. I read Mekudeshes and he gives her a shtar, he's telling me he's Mekadesh. But if he says, I read Mekudeshes and he makes a beer, maybe he thinks I read Mekudeshes, not to give him the chasm, eh? When he says, it's a chasm, 11 with a breath. Mekudeshes
beer.
What?
Beer.
So even when you say the beer, he says, so one of the two he says, the beer, a person makes beer, also shalei l'shem nesuim, dos alein is the chaya nesuim, so if I tell, maybe he's starting now the chaya nesuim, and spend over machana maise kiddushin. Money, what is not that? Money, what is giving this money? Time of present, what is giving you? Beer, what do you mean? Beer, this is the tachlis of the marriage. What is also is not mechia. I mean, aber you said an alter de berav brings a shame pshat. Says like this. There is a chiluk between kesef and shtar and beer. Kesef and shtar. When you say arev mekudeshesli, either a second before you give it, or the mamish when you give it, or even a second after it. Lashon Rashi is. Noisen lo zoyma arayad mekudeshes. If the Rashi is bedavka, mashma miyad betoch kedei dibur from the nesine. The shtar also is mashma like that. Aber in Bia is mefurish in Rambam. Razeh is meduik in Loshen Rashi. Rashi says a chilu. In Kesef he says arayad mekudeshes. Bishtar aray at mekudeshes. Bia oimer his kad shili Loshen Osib. Look the Rambam, the Eidim don't see the Bia. Al-Kochoch, before the Cheder Yichud, you tell the Eidim, Arad Mekudeshes Li Bebiyah Zu, Vehein Hein Eide Yichud, Hein Hein Eide Biyah. The Meir Shteit Azeh. The person tells the Isha, Tiskatshe Li Lemocho. And he gives him money later. We don't know that this is the money from the Kiddushin. Shem Mefurash and Peskin, that the whole Shilat you have to say Bekesef Zu or not, you give him money, Arad Mekudeshes, and you put a ring, you don't have to say Betabah Zu, Meikar Adin. But if you told her in the morning, tonight I'll be Mekadesh you, and then in the night you go and you give him money, who said that this money is the Kiddushin? Maybe this money is the present, soon he's giving you Kiddushin. B'meile, the beer, that he's not saying it B'shas, the beer. He's saying it before the Cheder Yichud. And he's saying, this is my plan inside the Cheder Yichud. To make that beer to be Mekadosh, Muzah Zodin, but beer Zuda will be later. But beer Zuda will be later. The man, that's the reason Rashi also, the beer with Avzodin, but beer Zu. The beer with Avzodin, but beer Zu, Mashen can be Kesef. And Shmuel Rezovsky brings the Noch HaPshat. To Mechalik again, why Rashi holds that the Kesef, you don't have to say the Kesef Zeh. And the beer, you have to say the beer zu. Azak tazeh. We'll see later, it's Megah very much. As a sugya, if kinyan amoyil, the kinyan she'enu moyil. Being run in the sugya though, I'll say tamtis advorim. As a gemore in Bob Metzia. A person was walking in the street and he found a Metzia. But instead of picking it up, he found the Metzia. Roes at the future. Roes a Metzia v'nof alale. Now, there's two ways to be koine the Metzia. You could pick it up. He could be cleaned with Dalet Amos, Bechotza. Or falling in the Metzia is Golish. This person was sure, if you lay on it, it's yours. Zog de Gemara that he's not koine. Why? Because he had a das to be koine be nefile. He didn't have a das to be koine be dalet ames. So even though the person could be koine as a kinyan dalet ames shel odo amareim kireshu, sorry. But Zog de Gemara, if Vali was not mechamen to be koine be dalet ames, he's not koine. Zog teisis in Bometzia, this is dafke be dalet ames. Kinyan Rabbonon. Aber be kinyan kesef, literally, a person gives someone money to buy a chayfer. He doesn't think that the money makes the kinyan. He thinks of his own that Agboy makes the kinyan. And rather than this chayfer, Agboy is not a good Agboy. Or he didn't do a good Agboy. He thought that he could move it a little bit. He didn't realize that he has to pick it up. So again, what is the chetin? So a person went to a store to buy a chayfer. He gave money to buy the chayfer. And he made a kinyan Agboy. He was sure that the kinyan Agboy is the good kinyan. And the MS, the Agboy was not a good kinyan. Zog Teisus, even so, he's koine bekesef. He didn't have a das to be koine bekesef. We call it kinyan amoyil vekinyan she'ein amoyil. The person makes two kinyanim. One is good and one is not good. And he has a das for the one that is not good. He's koine with a good kinyan. So the person made two kinyanim, kinyan kesef and kinyan Agboy, and he had a das to be koine with the Agboy, and the Agboy didn't work out. He's koine bekesef. Because this kinyan amoyil and kinyan she'ein amoyil, he's koine bekesef. He's koine bekesef. That's the halacha. He's koine bekesef. Zog Reb Shimon Shkop that this is only be kinyan kesef. Zog Reb Shmuel b'shem Reb Shimon that it's only be kinyan kesef. Right. If I give money in the store to buy a chayfet, and I pick up the chayfet, and the picking up didn't work out, even so, the kinyan kesef helped. Why? Because the maaseh, I gave money, and he has to give me something for the money that I gave. You're right, I didn't have a das to be koine bekesef. So far, I didn't have a das to be koine bekesef, but I had a das to be koine the chayfet. So far, I had a das to be koine the chayfet, even that I didn't have a das to be koine the chayfet, the kinyan kesef it helped. This is only the kinyan kesef. Why? Because I gave the money and he has to give me something for the money. I didn't have a das to be koine with that. But the kinyan was here. So even though I didn't have a das to be koine the chayfas with this kinyan, but the kinyan was chal. But what if the lama zogin, if a person, he makes a meshicha, it's two kinyanim. There's a meshicha lama zogin and a mesira. Meshicha means to Meshicha and Agboya. Meshicha means to pull it, and Agboya means to pick it up. He was sure this chayfet you could be koine in Agboya. He tried to pick it up. The Agboya was not good. Abegrada was a Meshicha. Meshicha is to move, Agboya is to pick up. And if I can, he was trying to make a Meshicha. Meshicha is not good, and a mistake he picked it up. Zog Reb Shimon, he's not koine. Because he didn't have a das, there was a kinyan. Zog Reb Shimon, what is the difference? Zog Reb Shimon has it. Meshicha is gomish, it's pushing. Hagbara is gomish, it's picking up, it's gomish. What makes the chayfets to become common? I have a das to be koine, so Meshicha instead of pushing becomes Meshicha. Hagbara instead of picking up becomes Hagbara, Tayyu. Meshicha and Hagbara, I start moving the chayfets. If I have a das to make it my sekinyan, moving the chayfet becomes, instead of stam moving the chayfet, becomes a maisekinia. A maisekinia of Meshicha, a maisekinia of Agbor. But I have to have a das to make it a maisekinia. Like no one will say that if I walk in the street and I push chapotim, it's Meshicha. I have to have a das to make a kinyan Meshicha. I have to have a das to make a kinyan Agbor. If I have a das to Agbor, it's koin. If I have a das to Meshicha, it's koin. But if I have a das to one zach and I do the other zach, so if the first zach that I did and it didn't work out, the second thing is also not good. Mash'en can be kesef. Kesef is an assist. If I gave you money, you have to give me the chayfet. If I give a person money, he has to give me something to of the chayfet. But mainly the mitzvah of kinyan kesef doesn't meet my das. Again, command was close. Kinyan kesef, to be a chetzer of a maisa kinyan, doesn't mean my das. This is the whole world understands. If you pay, you get something for what you pay. The world understands. You pay, you have to give something back. This is a chetzer. This is kinyan kesef. So kinyan kesef doesn't need a das to make it to be a kinyan. You have to want to be koiner. If you don't want to be koiner, you're giving out money. Oh, but I don't have to have a das that I'm koiner b'kesef. I'm a ma'aseh kinyonim. I have to have a das that I'm koiner in this ma'aseh kinyon. Now, she'engen b'kesef, zogt Reb Shimon, then I don't have to have a das that I'm koiner. The mele, zogt Reb Shmuel, zogt Reb Shat in Rashi. When you mekadesh a'isha b'kesef, shtar ha'da bazundo shmuel. Oh, I'm a kaddish isha b'kesef. I don't have to say b'kesef ze. Could be she would not think that it's this money. She would think stam because I'm looking at her, I'm a kaddish. Oh, but she has a dasim in his kaddish and I gave money. She's mekudesh. Ma she'engim b'biye. If I don't say b'biye zu, even if I have a das to marry her, she doesn't become married. Only if she has a das that she's mekudesh is b'biye. B'kiddush kesef. The king in Kesef is, I gave money, I have to get something for it. I don't have to have a das to make it a Maisa Kinyan. So why I don't have to have a das to make it a Maisa Kinyan, but maybe Me'elov it's a Maisa Kinyan. Why Me'elov it's a Maisa Kinyan, I don't have to say the Kesef there. I read Mekudeshesli. You could think what you want. I'm giving you money, you become Mekudeshes. But she'enken bebi, if I don't tell you bebi azru, and even if you have a das to be Miskadeshes, you're not Miskadeshes.
What?
She could. You have to make a Ma'aseh Kinyan. She's not Mekudeshes. There's no Ma'aseh Kinyan. And while she didn't have a das for this Ma'aseh Kinyan, the marriage is not Mekudeshes. The marriage is not Mekudeshes. That's not a portion. In a mirror. Now, I want to say that's the first thing that I Zogt Reb Shmuel, so why the Rambam says that you have to say the Kesef Zeh? Noch Azah Shem Epshat, why the Rambam says that you have to say the Kesef Zeh? Well, the Rambam learned, and this Hashem will see in the Hemshech, that Kiddushei Kesef are not like every Kinyan Kesef shel Kol HaTeir Kulo. The Kol HaTeir Kulo, I pay money, and you have to give me something for the money. Kesef Tmura. Kesef Tmura. This is Machlekes Mavetaz. We'll get to it, Keseida. It's a Kesef Tmura. So the Chaleskinen is, I gave you money, you have to give me something back. In Kiddushei Isha, the Rambam learned, it's not I gave you money, you have to give me something back, you're giving me yourself. Like it's a Maisa Biyet, Chales Biyet, it's a Maisa Shtar, I give according to the Isha, she becomes Mekudeshes. Not because I gave her money and she owes me something. If we look at it like every Kiddushei Kesef, that if I gave you money, you owe me something. So even if you don't have a das to the Kinyan, the Metzias of the Kinyan is there. The Rambam learned, that is good in Choshen Mishpa. But in Kiddushei Isha, the Rambam learned the Kiddushei Kesef is not a tmura for the Chayfet. It's not a nice Kesef. I'm giving you money, you're Mekudeshes. The Mele, as I do, we said in all of the Kinyonim, you have to have a das, and you don't have a das, this is Nishken Maisa Kinyon. So Mele, Vals is Nishken Maisa Kinyon, and Mele is Nishken. Let me end it in the Rashi, no? The Pruta Shal Nechoishas Isar Eitalki Shal Kesef Vedoro Shmei Neprutas Ayavom Amiknas Leyavom Bebiyo Liyas Ki Ishtoi Lechol Dovo Shim Bolegar Shachar Kach Ein Netzricho Amenu Chalitza Elo Ge Avol Shtar Vekesef Ein Boil Bo Minateira Elo Mide Rabonon The Tokum De Mahani Bo Maimek Da Amrim Bi Yavomis Avol Ein Ein Goyim Bo Liyas Yoshu Metamelo Velefoto Mina Chalitza Elo Lepois Lo Ashar Ach So the beer is like a goyim elias ki ishto lechol dodo shim bo legar so in the tzricha men again. Ma she'en ken kesef, maimel, that Rashi, kesef a shtar, ein moel bo min ha-teire, elo mi de rabono. The tokum de mahami bo maimel, ke de amrim bi yevomes. Aval ein el goyim bo elias yoshu metamelo. So Rashi really could have said in the beginning of the Dibur HaMaschil, be beer elias ki ishto lechol dodo, elias yoshu metamelo. Rashi says, אבל כשטר בביה אין מועילים לגמר בו ליאס יושו ותמלו. מה שאין כן ביה, אז גוימר בו, not only שאם בו לגרשו אחר כך אין אפריך חליצו, Rashi could have added and said that the ביה is גוימר בו ליאס יושו ותמלו. And תייסס ריאזוק אין תקס הזאת. אבל זו מניקנס ליובם קיליאן גומו ליושו ולתמלו. ליושו ולתמלו. Rashi didn't have to say that nitnes le'yavomo le'kinyan gomu le'yosha ve'letamelo. Rashi says ki ishtei lechol dodo shim be'legar she'ein etzricha emel echalitza elege'et. Rashi later said, aber kesef v'shtar eim et eimlim bo li'es ki ishtei lechol dodo le'gav yosha ve'letamelo. So shtikilo ho'e, why Rashi didn't say in the beginning
ומאסה כאישה לכל דבר שאין בו ליושע ולתאמה לו.
בסדר שפט.
שלום, כל הלשון מפיצת הקליטורים ובהם שיעורים במבחר נושאים במחיר 2 שקל לתקליטור מכיל 40 שעות שיעור, כמו כן תקליטורי DVD המכילים כ-330 שעות שיעור. ניתן להזמין תקליטורים או תקליטורי DVD במשרדי כל הלשון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני cdstrudel@kohl.com. אם ברצונכם לפתוח תחנה להתנת נגנים או להפצת תקליטורים, תוכלו ליצור קשר עם משרדי כל הלשון. ניתן לקבל בדואר אלקטרוני או בפקס את רשימת השיעורים הקיימת בכל הלשון. לקבלה בפקס, הקישו 03-617-1111, הקישו 0 עם הכניסה למערכת, ולאחר מכן 5 ופעלו לפי ההוראות. לקבלה בדואר אלקטרוני, שלחו הודעה lstrudel@kohl.com. שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי הרבנים במאמץ וביגיעה. אם ברצונכם לסייע לרבנים מגידי השיעורים או למוסדות התורה בהם הם מלמדים, תוכלו להעביר כסף ישירות לרבנים על פי בחירתכם. הוצאות אלו מוכרות לצורכי מס כהוצאות, וכן כתרומה מוכרת בכל העולם. תוכלו להתקשר למשרדי כל הלשון 02-581-6622 או להשאיר הודעה בכתובת המייל d.strudel@kohl.com. תודה וכל טוב.